Chapter 167. After father had given me a bath and cleaned the sick of me and dried me off with a towel, he took me to the bedroom and put some clean clothes on. Then he said, "Have you had anything to eat yet this evening?" But I didn't say anything. Then he said, "Can you get anything to eat, Christopher?" But I still didn't say anything. So he said, "Okay, look, I'm going to go and put your clothes and the bed sheets into the washing machine, and then I'll come back, okay?" I sat on the bed and looked at my knees. So father went out of the room and picked up my clothes from the bathroom floor and put them on the landing. Then he went and got to the sheets from his bed and brought them out on the landing together with my shirt and my jumper. Then he picked them all up and took them downstairs. Then I heard him start the washing machine, and I heard the boiler stirring up and the water in the water pipes going into the washing machine. That was all I could hear for a long time. I doubled twos in my head because it made me feel calmer. I go to 3355-4432, which is 2 to the 25, which was not very much because I have got to second to the 45 before, but my brain wasn't working very well. Then father came back into the room again and said, "How are you feeling? Can I get you anything?" I didn't say anything. I carried on looking at my knees. And father didn't say anything either. He just sat down and on the bed next to me and put his elbows on his knee and looked down at the carpet between his legs where there was a little red piece of Lego with 8 nibbles on. Then I heard Toby waking up, because he's nocturnal, and I heard him rustling in the cage. And father was silent for a really long time. Then he said, "Look, maybe I shouldn't say this, but I want you to know that you can trust me. And, okay, maybe I don't tell the truth at all time. God knows I tried, Christopher. God knows I do, but life is difficult, you know. It's bloody hard telling the truth at all time. Sometimes it is impossible, and I want you to know that I am trying. I really am. And perhaps this is not a very good time to say this, and I know that you're not going to like it, but you have to know that I am going to tell you the truth from now on about everything. Because if you don't tell me the truth now, then later on, it hurts even more. So..."